So let's review the facts again that some people here have a difficult time understanding. What's the case? This is just an introduction again to Binyan B'Kelim, because you'll see Tosos uses this as a jump-off point to understand the machlokas of Binyan B'Kelim. But what's the case here? So what's the case? The case is that you have this menorah shel chulius, okay? So what happens? There's an isra muksa, I can't move it. What's going to happen if I move this menorah? It could fall down. And if it falls down, what's going to happen?
You might.
Then I might put it back together again, right? All right. Yes, I understand. I understand the problem. But, so the problem is, if it falls down, I might put it back together again. If I put it back together again, then I'm over to Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? Issa D'Oraisa? No. Then they wouldn't make a gzer on it. It's a muksa on Issa D'Oraisa. So the Gemara says, if it's a menorah shecholios, you can't move it, because the concern is, if it falls, shema tibal, you'll put it back together again. Now Isaac says, well, you may put it back together again, which is, okay, that's true. Hold on. So then the Gemara says, but it's not so simple. Because the Gemara says, when it comes, you have another thing called a chitki menorah. What's a chitki menorah?
Chitki is a group.
Okay, so let's use our pot. This is actually a perfect example. Because you have on here, on this item here, you have two things, okay? You have a thing over here where this is grooved, and you have a groove over here. But it turns out this groove, right, as Isaac demonstrated, if I unscrew this, what will happen to this thing? It comes apart, which means this is a component. But if you look at this, this is a groove, and you can't differentiate between this groove and this groove. They look exactly the same. But this is not a separate component, I don't think. This is a good example. Let's assume it's not a separate component of what we mean by chitki. This is chitki, okay? This is chulius. Is that clear? Is that H? Is that clear? Okay. Do you understand that?
It's supposed to look like parts. That's the
here,
point.
I'll show
this. This looks no different than this.
Here, I'll show them closer.
Okay. Right, but yet, but this is components. This is grooved.
I'll show them closer.
So the grooved looks like its components.
Yes, I know. I see. I just wanted to know if that.
Tucker. So what's the other side say? What about small menorah of chulius? Oh, one second. So if it's a big menorah and it's chitki, it's grooved. What's the halacha? Everyone agrees it's aser. Okay. Now let's say it's now that which is very funny too, because what's the problem of chitki? So Rashi says
you might come to think that it's made
apart,
and you might come to think
it's domel leprakim. So if you look at our kisui, you would think the same thing, right?
On this side.
Doesn't that sound like a gzera on a gzera?
Gzera on a gzera vessel.
Right? Yaakov, correct? What about the small menorah? So if the small menorah is made out of components, what's the halacha? Asa to move. But if it's small, and it's grooved, then machlokas. So why would one side hold? Why would does one side hold that you can move it?
Is conception or
factually? Factually. Well, so the Ritva explains halachically, right? The Ritva says halachically. No. The side that holds is usher to move it would say it's one gzera.
Right.
So, okay, the side that holds is mutter to move it, what would they say?
they couldn't say it's one gzera.
Maybe.
You want conception?
It's one
right.
gzera that
he's, doesn't. Right, could be. Okay, but if he's going to say it's two gzeras, what is he going to do? Yeah. If he's going to say it's two gzeras, what is he going to say by the first case, by the gadol? One second, you hear the question?
Right.
If you're going to tell me that by the small one, he's going to tell me that it is a problem of gzera l'gzera, why does that problem not exist by the big one? You understand? Why does that problem not exist? The same problem should exist by the big menorah as the small menorah of gzera l'gzera. So why does it not? That has to be answered as well. Okay? And then one other fact. What does Rashi, in the Ritva agrees this, what does Rashi add? What is it by the ketana shachulios? He says, the keva the ketana shachulios ain darko tamil l'toka. Okay? And what is, so what is it about the small menorah that makes it different? By a small one, this man, shachulios, what do we say about the small man of chulius? What's going to happen? What?
He's going to put it back together.
Will he?
Yeah, but it's not like the crazy good work.
Okay.
It seems not, because something like
grooves. They have a menorah that lacks grooves, right? Yeah. What would you guys say?
There's no chance somebody will.
It's solid. It's the menorah of the base of Mikdash.
No one will think that if you pick it up, you
well, actually, no, that has some grooves in it. What?
Is it solid?
No, it's not that. What's yeah, does that have a groove in it?
Yes.
Okay, let's say pretend it didn't have a groove. Would that be a problem?
It would fall and it wouldn't break.
Okay, good. So one point you could start with is what's the concern here about Shema Tipol, and then you're going to put it back together, the nature of this Gzera. And the second thing you could discuss, really, the other question that's really important is what's the idea of the groove? What is that? What is it talking about? I understand Chulius. I understand the concern. But what's the idea of a groove? Okay, so one suggestion is that, we'll say it again, that grooves.
Grooves are indistinguishable to the observer from parts. Therefore, if a person moves grooves, it appears that they're moving parts. You might think that's permitted to move parts.
Fine. I want to go further than that. Because I want to put it in the realm of Bona. Yes?
I was going to say kind of half further than that.
The reason why a person would make this mistake is because, not because it just looks that way. I think the Gemara is telling a deeper idea. What is a groove from its perspective of construction? A groove is on the derech to becoming a component. Think about it. If I kept cutting, what would end up happening? Idea. I'll tell you why. Because that answers the problem of why it's one zero. See, if you really took it literally that someone would look at it, then you're going to have a big problem. Why? No, hold on. I'll tell you why you're going to have a big problem. You're going to have a big problem because then you're going to think, okay, well, there's the gzera muksa of moving something to cholius, and then it appears like there's another gzera that, since that looks like that, it might lead me to do the cholius. What I'm saying is no. What I'm saying is that it's not just that it looks that way. What is the problem of looking that way? Because it actually has in it properties of components. It's like a component that's been stunted, so to speak, in its progression to becoming a part. That is what a groove is. Every time you put a groove in something, what are you doing? You're taking away material. But if I kept going, what would end up happening? I would separate it out into two components. So, let me have that kisui back again. If you look at that, that's a perfect riot of what I'm saying. Because look, you have the pot cover. So what do you have there? Think about it. What's this? This has a groove, but if I there's actually a component. But this, it's not just, what do you mean it looks that way? Because if you actually look at this, this is actually cut out material, right? And if I kept going in all the way around, what would happen? Components. Take a vase, for example. If you drop a very expensive vase, right? Let's say it breaks into like three or four pieces that I can easily glue back together again. The chashash doesn't exist by then. Why is muksa emerge here? Why is muksa being applied here? Because what's different about this kli than all of the kalim?
It's designed to be
what's in its design. It's designed to be what? To be reassembled. Now you'll see how everything works together, okay? But in the first step, this is the other starting point. The other starting point is that, think about it. It's not a crazy idea. That's like Lego is a perfect example. In the very property of Lego exists the idea of reassembling. See, it's an amazing thing. I mean, not to... The menorah has a nebulous existence, because even though physically it's put together, it's always defined as what? As components, as transient existence, right? So therefore, when it falls apart, that answers your question, Isaac. It doesn't mean the guy's going to put it back together. It means that built into it is the idea of rebuilding. That's what it is. It's an object that even when it's assembled together is always defined by its components. That is the definition of a Lego menorah. You just fused together what I said before. At this point. So what Mati's suggesting now puts it together, at least for the Gadol. Why? Because we know the Isser Muksa is how the God relates to it. And now you have an object that exists in a transient state, and if grooved, based on what I'm saying, if grooved really is what? Grooved is, on, so to speak, from a Bona perspective, on the Derech to being in a transient state. Therefore, it's one Gzera, and it should apply equally to both the component and the Chitki. That takes care of that with a nice, simple bow.
The
Riffus says what?
The explanation is, the Kevin Tikhtanash of Chalias ain't dark and common to the cast.
What does that mean?
It's a small, compartmentalized...
Whatever, componentized.
It's composite.
Composite, right. A small composite menorah.
It's not as dark to be fixed.
Oh, well, stop. You don't have to read any further. Okay? What's he telling you? That's the key. The Riffus giving you the clue. He's giving me the clue right there. See, everyone falls for the trap. And the trap is that, oh, well, the Chitki one doesn't appear that way. Yeah, but why not? So that's going to prove my Svara. What is the Ritva saying?
It's not the Derek to constantly fix it.
Meaning, I don't care about that feature. Don't ask the why question. Why should that be the case? What's the Ritva telling you?
It's lacking the property.
Can't completely be lacking that property. Because that were the case, then what?
Composite would be
a small one.
What? That's right, then the composite would be mutter too. You can't say that. But
he's gonna say an average one is not supposed to be fixed because it's made out of grooves.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying the chulius. Chulius, look at his lashon. So that means that a small composite menorah is what?
Stronger than a big composite menorah.
That's more like it. It's stronger. So now what's the machlokas now? It's not a machlokas in this. I don't think so. One side's going to say what? The side that holds its asr across the board is saying the asr this class of kli called menorah, right? So as long as the thing's defined as a menorah, I don't care about the odds of it being reassembled or not. It's irrelevant. The point is, a menorah of components is asr, and chidki follows from that. That's simple. Okay? And in the strict formulation, it's a very simple idea. What's the other side saying, though? See, if you miss this point, you'll never understand how to define this. It's impossible. Yes. Oh, that's the reason why it would be Xero. What Isaac is saying is good. Isaac is saying, what's the riff of point? Why is the riff of telling us that? The riff is pointing us in one direction. He's telling us, it's not a problem in this, in the small chidki. The problem is in the small chulius. So since the small chulius is, of course it's transient, but there is some deficiency in that transience. Does that mean it's not going to be usher? Right? But it doesn't have the same expression of rebuildability, so to speak, as the large one. So what's the problem then? It's not a problem in this. What's the problem? It's a problem in...
rebuildability.
So which means what? You won't do what? This is the machlokas. The question is, what are they, when they came up with this gzera, what do they do? According to the side that says that it's mutter, what's he going to say? Saying that this small menorah made out of components is what? I'm not, when I drop it, it's not as likely it's going to break, right? So meaning that, what? So there's some sort of like defect in its rebuildability. So therefore what? Here, the problem doesn't exist here, right? Meaning that you could extend chitki from chulius. Why? Why can you extend the grooved from the component case? Because there, the menorah...
part of the way to transiency.
Right. But the transiency in the large menorah is a... perfect, ideal transiency. It means that it's in a state of being rebuilt all the time. Okay? But here, what's the problem here? It's lacking in the full expression of transiency. So what's the problem that Chazal face? What can't they do now?
It's part of the way to define
what?
The transiency.
They can't extend the Xera. You can only extend the Xera if the first case you're extending from is what?
The components.
Perfect.
Yeah. So components.
No! This is the perfect case.
Small components, they can't extend it either.
According to the side, right. So according to the side that holds chitki, is going to say it whenever apply by chitki because you can't extend it zera from a small chulius. Was the isser on? Forget the muksa for a second. Is the isser on the class of kli? If it's on the class, it doesn't matter what the size is. All we care about is one thing: the din of the menorah. Or do they say no? Do they say we're gonna evaluate each type of menorah? They're gonna create a differentiation between each type of menorah. Why? Because this type of menorah, when it comes to components, is what? Shema Tipol. It's built into it is the quality that it's always rebuildable. But this is not always rebuildable. So you can build, you can extend Xera if the first case is the ideal. But since when you go to this case, since this one's lacking, it's not the ideal. It's a defective case. You can't extend Xera, therefore. It's a technicality. It's not a din in the composition here. It's a technical thing that when it comes to extending Xera, you only want to extend Xera from a case that's the perfect expression of said phenomenon. Here, the phenomenon here is not expressed in an ideal way because it's a defective component. So Mishnah Beitza Chafav Amma Beis presents a problem. Let's see if we pick up the problem.
Okay. I bet it's in Zukfim.
Yes, very good.
Shlosha dvarim rovin gamila machbir kidivrei beishama ein tomnin es ha chamin lechatchila v'yom tov ve'in zukfin es menorah v'yom tov.
Stop. We know what zokef means because we say it every day in brachos. Zokef kuvim. What's zokfin?
Strain
up the menorah. So you can't now. So what must the case be then? What's the case? If the menorah is bent. Okay. Now turn the page. Go to the Gemara.
Yeah.
So Gemara Chapei Zaman Av says what? What's the Gemara's question? Okay, what's the Gemara's question?
Yeah.
What's the Gemara's question?
Why can't you?
What the heck is the case?
Yeah. Why can't you treat
it? Okay. Amarav Chinana.
Chinana bar Visna. Hacha b'menorah shel chalios. Askina de mechay.
Whoa. So what? We have a lot of problems with this.
Yeah,
so what menorah are we dealing with?
It's a
component menorah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. But how is a component menorah subject to bending?
The part is.
No, if it's Shema Tipol, the Tisparek. So where's the Zokef here?
Maxi component.
And then that's even worse. And the Gemara says, so what's the problem? So therefore, if you're Zokef a menorah that's bent, what's the problem with it?
It looks like
the Maxi Kibona.
Yeah.
Well, Maxis are always a problem. Maxi Kibona. Okay. Now look at Rashi, the menorah shachulius. Second line of Rashi.
Oh wow.
Uke shenafla.
So
when it falls down. So what? That's very strange. Normally speaking, when it comes to menorah shachulius, what happens when you drop it? It falls apart. So then what? How is this zokef here? So keep going. And then that's even worse because the Gemara says, see. What's the Gemara? How's the Gemara first learning Zokeh to mean?
Straighten.
What? Yeah, but how would you straighten then? No. How's it really learning it at first? It fell apart. You're putting it back together again. That Zokeh means that. Listen. That's how you first would learn the case. You learn the case first as Zokeh to mean I'm reassembling it. Because Rashi says, what's happening by Menorah Shacholius? It falls apart.
Didn't we just say that was...
I know! That's going to be... And Gemara says, not only that, it's Maxi Kabona. It's not even what?
Bona.
It's not even Bona. So then the Gemara says...
Beis Shammai
holds there is Binyan Mekalim. Ain't Binyan Mekalim.
Ain't
Stira Mekalim. So you're Machlokas... Right? Rashi. Yesh Toras Bini Mekalim. Hold on. Right? So.
Just a tiny bit of a.
Right? Meaning that it doesn't matter how big the thing is, you're Chayiv and Bona.
Right.
Ain't Toras Bini Mekalim.
Ain't Toras Bini Mekalim. The Ain't Chayiv. Ella Imkain Asabo Velachar. He going.
Mimachek.
Mimachek of. Mimachek.
Mechasek of Ore Gotofer. Guys, new? What's he saying? Before you read it on Rashi, what's Rashi saying? If even if you hold Ein Binyan Mekalim, that doesn't mean what?
It doesn't mean you're not chayiv.
No, what is it? I hold Ein Binyan Mekalim, which means that when I put together a kli, I'm not chayiv and bona. But that doesn't mean what? Let's say I'm building a kli. What other things could I be doing when I build a kli? No, it doesn't say that. Read what he says. Memachek, mechasek, oreg, tofer. Let's say in building my kli, I'm required to do tefira, right? Sewing. Doesn't mean I'm not chayiv in that, right? So ain't being mekalim doesn't mean, right? So no, but if in building the kli, I don't know if there's a real chayiv in that, but Rashi's saying, don't think that means when I build a kli, that somehow I'm not chayiv in other malachas that may be part of building this kli. I'm just not chayiv in the bona. Okay, keep going, Rashi.
I have to be chayiv in some... In some,
Rashi says, the bottom. Oh, so we have a very strange idea. But when it comes to putting together components of a menorah, that's not bona. Why? Because we only have bona by what?
Houses
and tents. Why? What? What kind of thing? Who said you could just make an arbitrary delineation and say that it applies by A and not B? And you know what the worst part about this is? The most difficult thing? Nobody, okay, look at Tosos and Memvav Amin Aleph. Dichulius Ben Gdol Ben Ktana Asura. What does he say? Kasha.
Kasha.
The parrot pays the beitza.
Okay. Anan Shalosh Devarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmir.
Sharu, right? So okay, good. So we know in the case of Ein Zokin Es Menorah that Beis Hillel holds what? It's mutter to do what? To
kill him as long as
he's not doing. Okay, good. Okay, so Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel, no, you're good. Beis Hillel holds Binyan Mekalim is mutter, right? And therefore he holds Zokeh the Menorah is Binyan, right? Okay. And you're right. And what's the case of the menorah? Keep going. Right. So and the Maxi Kabona, the Beis Shammai Savri. Chule. Alma.
Alma. Shore. Beis Hillel Menorah Shacholius Lahakzir.
Okay. Now, why is that a problem? What's the problem? Come on, what's the stira that Tosas is bringing up? It's so obvious. What's the stira? What? This. Define this. Factually. What do you mean? What's the problem? What do we just deduce from our Gemara? Okay, is what? Right, but yet here it is. Thank you. That's an open stira. You got a big problem. There's an open stira in the Gemara. Because our Gemara concludes that a Menorah Shacholius is usur to put together. Everyone agrees with that. Right? A Menorah Shacholius, everyone agrees, is usur to put together. But yet the Gemara in Beitza says what? When I'm Zokeh my Menorah Shacholius, what's the halacha there? According to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. How can Beis Hillel hold mutter? Really? Let's look what Tosa says. Very good.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Habmina. You'll see there's a problem though. Go on.
Mind the Shari, the Soph, Pirko, Bahazir.
But at the end of the parak, we have another case. Okay? What's the other case there? Where I can reassemble what? A bed. And they hold that's mutter. So why is it different than Munar Shacholios? Because that case is? What's Ripoy? It's flimsy. So that's why that case is okay.
It's kinder.
Okay? So therefore, Ika L'Ukma.
Ika L'Ukma. Han Nami
Miripoy. Oh, so what would you say here then? Maybe you'll say here, what?
Also for Ripoy.
Meaning, what do they do in the case where, in the case in Beitza, let's say? What do they say? Why is it mutter in the case of Beitza? Because it's what?
It's solid.
No. Why is the case in Beitza mutter?
It's also Ripoy.
It's also Ripoy. But then what's the problem? But then what? No. This case will not be Ripoy, but the case in Beitza is Ripoy. The why of Beishamai, hold it's Asur. You understand?
Yes.
So what's the answer?
Wait, hold on. Why would Ripoy be better? Wouldn't it be worse?
No, because Ripoy is not bona. Ripoy is, I'm just putting together components that aren't really made to stay together.
Oh, so I'm allowed to...
It's like stacking apples. It's not...
Hassam, Miari.
Myri.
I learned with... Concern with...
That, okay, in that case, it's dealing with what? Kigon, Shecholios, Mechubarin.
Mechubarin, Yachad, the Enam, Mishparkin.
Okay, so this is a very difficult answer. So Tosa says, do you understand the question? What's the question?
Yeah,